Bandwidth for this program is brought to you by CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com for more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Welcome to Avaya Evolutions, San Francisco. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're here live at Avaya Evolutions in Santa Clara, California. We're sitting down talking with Andrew Schuerman, who's a Senior Director of Sales for the Pacific Southwest with Carousel Industries. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us here. Great event, great day. Nice to be up here in Santa Clara. I have Nick Kalinsis with us as well. He is our VP of Engineering Operations and the lead of our contact center practice. And we want to talk a little bit about contact center trends.
Yeah, contact center trends are huge with you guys. So, Nick, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the CC trends that you see?
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark, for having us. First and foremost, I think analytics has been top of mind for a lot of our existing contact center customers. And then, of course, multimedia and then social media. How do we tie that all together? And then, of course, as bringing it back to the analytics piece.
What do you see is the key thing behind analytics? What are customers looking for?
It's really about bringing the data together from all modes of communications that customers are collecting. So, for example, from their call center, from their web chat, from their email communications to customers, and really looking for trends and looking for operational efficiencies in that, and then how to better serve their customers at the end of the day.
So what do you consider big data? We had a discussion at dinner last night about what big data actually is, what it means, how you look at it. What's your definition of big data?
You know, from my standpoint, big data is really, you know, what's important and relevant for you to drive your business. So if that's, you know, net promoter scores for your business, if it's looking at a specific analytics and trends and revenue, it's really what's important to you. And then collecting that data and then being able to take action upon that. And that's where I think the challenges that most organizations have. It's first, they're collecting the data, they're finding it, but then they're having a challenge of what do we do with it and how do we put it all together and report on it, whether it's speech analytics, you know, email analytics, chat analytics. They're grabbing all this customer data information, but they're not making it relevant to themselves. It's just a big collection of data and trying to parse through it. And sometimes it takes, you know, it could take months just to go through or filter through the data for relevant information.
So it could be the amount of data, or it could just be the multitude of resources that the data is coming from.
Correct.
Not necessarily a huge amount of data,
right,
but just from a bunch of different resources.
Right. Exactly.
That's what we were focused on over dinner last night. We got a lot of interesting things. So are your customers coming to Carousel for this specifically, or did you bring this to your customers?
So primarily, you know, some of that interaction has been our existing enterprise contact center customers have been bringing that to us. So asking us, how do they better get relevancy with their customers and looking at that data? But a lot of our small, mid-sized customers, though, we've been bringing that approach of big data. How can you mine the existing data that you have in you know, your small, mid-sized business that you have? So it's an interesting approach. Our enterprise customers have been driving for the big data and looking at those analytics and wanting to get deeper and wider with what they have, but really Carousel has been taking that a little bit a step further and driving into the small and mid-sized businesses.
What brought you to the Evolution Show? What was attractive about this to you guys?
First and foremost, I think it was just getting to regroup and see a lot of our old peers that we haven't seen for a while, and just hear what's new and fresh with Avaya. So,
yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of shows that are out there, and there's a lot of competition on which shows to attend.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see so many people show up at a one-day event like this. It's something that you don't find a lot in the industry. So, of course, we're looking forward to seeing you guys at IAUG in Dallas,
absolutely,
I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely
absolutely
be there.
Great,
yeah,
fantastic. Well, listen, thanks for sitting down with us. We're talking with Andrew Schuerman, who's a Senior Director of Sales in the Pacific Southwest for Carousel, and also Nick Kalinsis, who's the Vice President of Engineering Operations. Thanks for sitting down with us.
All right, thank you, Mark.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive Producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our Program and Creative Director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyright 2014 by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.